There aren't many places in deep red Idaho where you're likely to hear this kind of proud introduction.
I'm Ginny Ballou. My mother stopped to vote for John F. Kennedy on her way to the hospital to have me. And the greatest gift I ever got for my birthday was the 08 election when I was given President Obama on my birthday.
Ballou is a mother of four, a bartender, an entrepreneur, and last but not least, chair of the Blaine County Democrats. This was last week. The vice presidential debate had just ended. The small group that had gathered to watch it at the county Democratic headquarters had pulled their chairs into a circle. They were fired up and ready for discussion.
It's the hypocrisy of the whole abortion question.
Patty Doerr is a registered nurse who moved to Haley from Nevada almost 25 years ago. She used to vote Republican, but George W. Bush changed that.
For them to say that they don't want government taking care of the food or the water, but by golly, they want the government to tell you if you're to reproduce or not. They're hypocrites.
That hottest of hot-button issues drew sharp words, but Blaine County Democrats have a lot on their minds. Education, Social Security, health care, climate change, and poverty. Feed the hungry, heal the sick, one person declared. Others nodded. They know their opinions are a world apart from those held by many Idahoans. But so be it, they said.
It was a point of pride when the national map was published, and there was a little blue Blaine County surrounded by a red sea of regional opposites.
Ben Sheps is talking about a map that shows how counties voted in 2008. In the middle of red Idaho sits Blaine County, true blue.
I love that map. It was in USA Today after the day after the election.
These voters are in Blaine County's Democratic majority, but they'll admit that local Republicans are more organized than they've been in years. That's thanks in part to one woman, Susan Stommel.
Good afternoon, Ascente Financial.
Stommel and her husband run an equipment financing business in Ketchum. Right now, their office is partly given over to the election. Stacks of Romney Ryan signs lean against walls. There are bumper stickers for sale by the front door. Stommel is a co-founder and past president of Blaine County Republican Women. I ask, what does Blaine County Republicanism look like?
There would be a combination. We have very conservative Republicans here. And then we have some more socially liberal Republicans.
She puts herself in the first category, very conservative.
Right now, people are being groomed to believe that the government can just take care of them.
Stommel's politics inform her views on all kinds of issues. But for her, this point is key.
We're Americans. We are tough. You know, there's got to be a swing the other way. And right now it's swinging way too far to the entitlement mentality.
Blaine County's Democratic and Republican faithful have no trouble speaking their minds. But the view from southern Blaine County, past Peekaboo Hill, is a little different. There, Vonnie Olson stands in her perfectly preserved 1950s kitchen, washing dishes and looking out the window to admire an early fall morning.
I can look outside and still see up Wood River and the Quakies as they turn color. And I enjoy this every single day.
Olson is a city council member in Cary, population 600. She's lived here for almost 50 years.
People can tell you that for as long as they can remember, we've been the ugly stepchild. The upper end of the county has been very, very liberal, and this side has been very conservative. But, you know, I truly believe that there is a little of everything in all of Blaine County.
Olson doesn't like to talk about her politics, but she will say she's decided to vote for Romney. She believes government spending has to be contained, but she's also worried about the country's deep partisan divides.
Politics can get in the way of progress. And I think that's happened so much. People get so involved in wanting to be right-wing, left-wing. You know, they forget that it's all people. And that's what's happened with our Congress. We can't get anything done because we're in such a stalemate.
Olson says that here in Blaine County, things get done when people do their best to overlook political differences and work toward common goals. If only it could be as simple in Washington, she says. For State Impact Idaho, I'm Molly Messick.